This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And right now, I have Dr. David Ekodara with me right now. Now, I was sharing on the insights of this program today. How are you, Doctor?
Yes, I'm very good. I hope you guys are good too.
We are definitely good. Okay. So, Doctor, can you highlight some of the keynotes from your speech today?
Okay. Thank you for inviting me. First of all, I think one of the keynotes that I like to highlight is the point that community challenges or community problems, which university is created to solve, the best way that the solutions can actually be holistic and be impactful, it's when academics or staff of university understand how to incorporate community engagement into their various business activities. That's the best way that we will find out that many of these problems that we are facing as a society can actually become a thing of the past. That's one. Then secondly, another highlight of my presentation is where I did present on the various projects that as a community MUT, the various projects that we are offering in order to be able to assist our diverse communities. So we have a long list of projects that we are running, and in this many of these projects are actually something that we are happy to talk about because of the many ways and results that they are producing around. Yeah.
Yes. So, Doctor, you said you are working on many projects.
Yes.
Can you give us a highlight, so maybe on one of the projects that is on top of your list?
Okay. I think one of the projects, I've got many of them, but if you say one that I can actually highlight, it's the assisted reproductive technology project. This project, it's been headed by Ms. Helene Mapeka from the Department of Agriculture, Faculty of Natural Sciences. It's a project that was registered in our office this year, and the goal of that project is to teach community members who are into livestock production, specifically maybe cattle rearing, is to help them to solve one of the problems that they have been experiencing, in the fact that many of the cattle which they rear, they discover that they are no longer able to produce well, so that the sustainability of their farm is being jeopardized. And so this project is to assist in teaching them how to do artificial insemination. If you understand what artificial insemination is, yes, we do know that it's a technology that, for example, for humans who may be infertile, they are not able to give birth. It's a way that people have been able to use to empower themselves to be able to produce children. So that is a technology also used in farming. So she teach these community members. She has taken them through some stages where they've been taught different methods and how to, by themselves, do the transfer of semen in order to be able to improve the production capacity of those livestock. To me, that is phenomenal, because that is science at its best. Now you are teaching people who never went to the science class, who perhaps don't even know about that thing before, but you being able to teach them how to draw the semen and how to inject, and then how to know which of the animal it's ripe for this kind of technology. It's great indeed.
Thank you very much. That was enlightening, Prof, because from my understanding, I thought artificial insemination only on animals back when I learned. So just to move on, what are you hoping that people that were invited here in the program get out of it, and what are you hoping to get out of this program?
All right. Largely, one of the things that we hope for calling this or for having this engagement is that we want people, community members, to know the extent of how much MUT is going in order to assist in solving the many problems that are around the communities. We want them to know, because it's a way of advertising, because if you don't know how much MUT is doing for you, you will be able to appreciate. So it's a way for community members to know all that we do in terms of community engagement projects. And then also, the hope also is to get a kind of a feedback from communities, because community engagement, it's a two-way system. It's that's why we talk about reciprocity, mutual beneficiation. In other words, it's something that we both do. So if, for example, that we do all of these projects for the different communities, we also want to have a feel from communities, how they feel, are they satisfied, what do they think that maybe we can do best in order to improve. So that's why they engage. So we are hoping that we will also get suggestions from community members on improvement.
Yes, thank you very much, Doctor. And we wish you success in the projects that you are currently working on. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.